Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Matic. You guys can find me on Twitter at Davis Matic. In this episode of the show, it's, as always, our Tuesday morning waiver wire show. Going to run through all the top waiver wire options for, you know, your high stakes leagues, your FFPC main event leagues, and also your 12-team home leagues. I like to give a little bit of flavor for everyone. And look, I just got to be honest with you guys. It is not a particularly good week for the waiver wire, particularly if you already listened to the advice that that I said in terms of picking up Donta Foreman, because Donta Foreman is, of course, going to be the number one waiver wire pickup of the week. And as always, we're going to do the running backs and the wide receivers first, and then dive into some of the tight ends and the quarterbacks. So at running back, it's definitely Donta Foreman as the number one guy. I suppose, you know, Ramondre Stevenson is only 32% rostered in Yahoo leagues, but I mean, and if Ramondre Stevenson is out there in your league, whatever fab you have left to spend, I would be spending on him. Now, he is, of course, going to split time with Damian Harris, but Damian Harris might not be back for this Thursday game against the Falcons as he tries to return from a concussion. So I would spend, you know, 50, 60% of my remaining fab on Stevenson, no problem. Foreman led the way for the Titans in the backfield with 11 carries. He also was targeted twice and looked really good on both of his targets, like looked smooth, looked explosive. And if there is one of these backs on the Titans team, McNichols, Foreman, Peterson, that's actually going to put together something like what Derrick Henry was able to do, it's definitely going to be Foreman. So Foreman needs to be rostered in every 12-team PPR league. The Eagles running backs need to be rostered, Jordan Howard and Boston Scott. Interesting note on Travis Homer, Rashad Penny did not play for the Seahawks in their game against the Packers, and Travis Homer actually just barely outsnapped Alex Collins. He played 51% of the snaps, and he was targeted four times, only had one rush. Of course, this was just this awful, awful game for the Seahawks in general. 10 carries, 41 yards, one target for Alex Collins. But I think it does look like Travis Homer is clearly ahead of DJ Dallas, and looks like he is also leapfrogged over Rashad Penny for now. So, you know, some 3 to 5% bids on Travis Homer. Sony Michel needs to be rostered. I think Latavius Murray is going to be back for the Ravens this week. Unclear who is going to be the lead back between him and Devonta Freeman, but he needs to be rostered. I would be willing to spend a good amount on Latavius Murray, who is doubtful for their Thursday night game. You know, so that's 10 days in between games. Eno Benjamin was pretty much what we thought he was going to be. You know, he played about 30% of the snaps, but James Conner got all the high value touches, you know, got the goal line touches, got the third down touches. But Eno's a guy you're going to want to stash in case, of course, James Conner gets banged up. Probably not rushing out to spend on Matt Breida. He saw only 6 touches. He just happened to score. And the thing is he's going to be totally useless, even in a 2-way timeshare. So even if Zach Moss or Devin Singletary were to get injured, but look, I've made worse $1 bids in my life. And then Wayne Gallman is kind of our gross, low-value touch back of the week. He did see 15 carries and 2 targets against Dallas, but that was mostly in mop-up duty when they had pretty much already given up in that game. But Cordarrelle Patterson suffered an ankle injury against the Cowboys and might not be good to go by Thursday. So again, you know, we have all made worse spot starts than our guy, Wayne Gallman here. But like I said, you know, it's just really not a particularly good week for the running back waiver wire. So it'd be Stevenson and Foreman. And then, you know, the guys who are pretty much already rostered in all these leagues. And then I guess I would say if Sony Michel has gotten dropped in any of your leagues, he just looks like a super high upside handcuff. Moving to the wide receivers, we have our guys who need to be rostered in all leagues. Bateman, Van Jefferson, Kadarius Toney, Elijah Moore, Michael Gallup, if he was dropped in any of your leagues. Jamal Agnew, if he was dropped in any of your leagues. Agnew is just, I don't know how this has ever happened, but he has kind of just become the playmaker in this offense. He did not have any catches against Indianapolis, but was targeted 5 times, got 3 rushes, scored a touchdown. He remains pretty interesting. I've seen some chatter about Marcus Johnson as like a guy that people are really wanting to bid on. I would go against this. I would not be particularly interested in Marcus Johnson. He has been in the NFL since 2017. Undrafted free agent for Philly, got cut, signed in Indianapolis, spent a lot of time on the practice squad in Indianapolis, got cut by the Colts, signed by the Titans. He looks pretty average to me. You know, I would even rather take a stab on some of these Saints guys who have been dropped, Marquez Callaway, Deontay Harrison, Traquan Smith. DeAndre Carter has seen an expanded role for the Washington football team. I'm kind of unclear why this has happened, but he is you know, he has leapfrogged lots of guys in their rotation. So, you know, he's playing over Diami Brown. He's out targeting Adam Humphries. He's got 12 targets and a touchdown or 12 targets and 2 touchdowns over the Washington football team's most 2 recent games. And they have good matchups against Carolina, Seattle, and the Las Vegas Raiders. That's more of a much deeper league. Hopefully you are not having to start him in a ton of leagues. Both of the Steelers guys, Ray-Ray McCloud and James Washington. Apparently this McCloud thing is kind of just related to Mason Rudolph being at quarterback, but we saw a big snap share and a big volume game for McCloud. 61 snaps, that's 70%, 12 targets, 9 receptions, 63 yards. He's just kind of like Isaiah McKenzie. And if Chase Claypool comes back, I'm not going to imagine much of a role for him either. Honestly, it's just so brutal out here at the skill positions. We have Kendrick Bourne as well, who is a top 24 wide receiver. If you look at the splits after the start of week 3, Bourne has 3 touchdowns on the year. He's got, he just is so average. He had 4 for 98 and a touchdown against Cleveland, 3 for 34 against Carolina, 4 for 38 against the Chargers. It's just, you know, the best ability is availability, I suppose. He has thrown a touchdown. I mean, they do give him some rushing attempts. He's been in there getting the ball a fair amount. But, you know, I mean, you guys know how it goes. It's just, it's not ever going to be a guy you want to start. So, again, you know, not much at the wide receiver position. This would really be probably a good week to start stashing handcuffs, especially if you have good teams. You know, if your teams are looking like they're going to make the playoffs, I think you can actually cut a lot of guys, you know, like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, like Bryan Edwards, even Michael Gallup. Look, I love Michael Gallup, but he's not really a guy you feel that comfortable starting right now. So, you know, if your team is 7-3 or whatever, you're going to make the playoffs, this is definitely a really ideal time to start loading up your bench with these lottery ticket running backs. Moving to the tight end position, of course, Dan Arnold needs to be rostered in every league. I mean, he just keeps getting 5 for 65 in every single game. Tyler Conklin holds his 80% snap share, scored 2 touchdowns last week. He's your classic touchdown deodorant guy. Logan Thomas and Cole Kmet, again, you know, an FFPC main event. These guys are just going to be rostered in all those formats. A guy who I actually made the unfortunate mistake of dropping was Gerald Everett, but he was the only Seahawks pass catcher to do anything. He was targeted 8 times, caught them for 63 yards. It doesn't feel particularly sustainable, but if this Chris Carson injury, you know, continues, I don't know. Alex Collins is not going to Alex Collins is just not going to be a guy who gets 20 carries a game for them. Some deeper league guys, Adam Trautman seems to have, he's got a better relationship with Trevor Siemian than he does with Jameis Winston. He's got 19 targets in these Siemian games, the last three games. And then, look, Albert Okwuegbunam, you know, in our deeper leagues, like he might even be better than Noah Fant, which seems crazy, but he out targets Noah Fant and Fant's return to the lineup and is definitely worth a stash. And I guess actually we do have some interesting quarterbacks this week because Cam Newton is back and until his body gives up on him, he will probably be a very good fantasy starter because he is going to retain that goal line rushing. We also have a great matchup for Tua this week. They're playing against the Jets and they've had 10 days to rest. Brian Flores already said that he's going to be starting. I think he looks like a really strong streamer this week. Daniel Jones is another streamer this week. I actually have some teams, you know, with Matt Stafford on bye, dealing with some injuries. So I'm going to be making some bids on Cam Newton, especially in the main event, because again, you know, a lot of these teams, we drafted rookie quarterbacks, you know, we drafted Justin Fields, we drafted Trey Lance. So we've been kind of trying to find an answer at quarterback. And I do think as long as Cam is healthy, he could be an answer for some of these teams, you know, so I think 20 to 25% bids on Cam are pretty strong and I think are advisable. So my big targets this week going to be Cam at quarterback, going to be Donta Foreman at the running back position. I also do like continuing to try and stash Eno Benjamin. I think Travis Homer is super sneaky. No real priorities at the wide receiver position unless Kadarius Toney, Elijah Moore, or Michael Gallup were dropped in any of my leagues. And then the tight end position is basically Trautman, Komet if he was dropped, Gerald Everett, and Albert Okwuegbunam. That's going to do it for us here. Not a ton to go through at the waiver wire this week, and we will be back tomorrow with the game by game.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.